Well, he looked after the punters yesterday. Rosella Girl running third, paying $2.70 a place. Well done, Brad Davidson. And Noel Callow to commence riding in New South Wales. Starts tomorrow. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Good work on the tip yesterday.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, she got back a bit further than we thought, but ran into third, which was give us some sort of result anyway. But yeah, Noel Callow is going to commence tomorrow at Canterbury. So he's only got the one ride there, last witnessed in race five. But of course, Noel's been based in Victoria for a while, now moving to New South Wales to try and get a few more opportunities there. He's an accomplished rider in several countries, a bit of a character on track as well. So I'm sure the on-track interviews will be quite interesting, that's for sure. But he's had a bit of fun with the media down in Victoria. So, yeah, kicks off tomorrow. He's only got the one ride there, but I'm sure he'll get more opportunities in the coming weeks.
Well, all sport, they need characters, and Crusher Callow is certainly a character. Now, we saw Piata just blow them away up on the Magic Millions day, and then Trapeze Artist was just too good for him when he had his first start back. So it's all coming together for the weekend.
Yeah, the 17 noms for the Hobartville is going to be one of the races of the Autumn Carnival, and they're the two that punters are sort of focusing on at the moment. Tab put out their all-in market for the Hobartville yesterday, and Pirata's been 11 to $7 already, and there's been a $10,000 bet at $4.60 on Trapeze Artist as well. So Kemantari, he remains your $2.30 all-in favourite at this stage, but some good support from the other two. I think Trapeze Artist is into $4 now, and that's specking for Pirata at longer odds. But yeah, there's a host of chances then. It'd be interesting to see what they do with the market. I know a lot of people thought that the difference between Kemantari and Trapeze Artist shouldn't have been that big, and maybe that's why that punters had their 10,000 on as well. So, yep, Kemantari deserved a favourite, but not over the line by any means.
Got a message from a listener the other yesterday saying, "Oh, look, Tom Melbourne's won its trial and just getting ready to run a place in a major race
God
at some stage."
God bless it.
Oh, no. He got his head in front yesterday. It was a real photo finish, but yeah, he got his head in front. I don't know if he knows that himself. But, he's always been a bit of a horse, hasn't he, that doesn't like to get his head in front on race day. He was probably a little bit stiff, I think, first up last preparation, but we'll never know, because he might have got out and waited for him again. So that's him, but he got his head in front yesterday at the trial, so that was a little bit amusing. And Care to Think was the other one who was, he was quite good there at the trials. I know there was a few scratchings out of his heat, a couple of the star-studded horses coming out like English, but he was really good. He won by, I think, about 3.5, and he's on track to resume in that Liverpool City Cup next month. And then I think that from there, they'll make a decision whether they head on to a Doncaster or maybe head back to Queensland and target a Stradbroke. But really interested to see what the Mooloolambah horse can do. He's been a real find in the last 6 months or so, and hopefully can continue to go forward.
Look, I understand he doesn't stick the nose out, right, when it counts, but I'm not too sure whether he's not genuine, or he just gets beaten by a better horse all the time, Brad.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Like, he races well. I know he can't get the nose out, but he's got knocked off by some pretty good ones.
He has, and at the end of the day, I wonder whether we play on that a little bit too much in the horse racing, like their horses. Maybe, when you think about it, the laws of averages says there's got to be a number of horses that run second all the time.
Yeah.
Just as there's number of horses that win all the time or consistently. Yeah. So maybe they just keep bumping into one better. Bennington wins another one that's sort of been put into that category a little bit, but he won the other night but then lost the race on protest. So, he still thinks he's first past the post, which he was. So, it's probably something we overplay a little bit, but poor Tommy Melbourne, he won't lose that tag until he wins one.
It's not much. He's been tremendous fun and frustration for the owners, but their bank managers are pretty happy. He's won close enough to $1 million.
And that's good numbers.
He'd be frustrating to own, but he'd be a cracking horse to own because of that prize money as well. And no tips today, mate?
No, nothing today. We'll be back tomorrow with a few at Canterbury.
Okay, well, that's even better. We can just
good on you, Brad.
Keep our pennies dry.
Yes, yes.
We'll
thank you, Brad.
For-